Bumed Instruction 6440.5 Delta, Navy Medicine's Augmentation Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. Roles and Responsibilities. 1. Who directs, coordinates, and monitors the readiness and execution of the NEHSS platforms, IA, and Emergent Mission Support Programs? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. 2. Who serves as the principal advisor for NAVMED Total Force, includes active duty, reserve, civilian, and contractor programs and practices? Deputy Director, Military Manpower and Personnel, BUMED, Mike 1. 3. What is NAVMED's designated official readiness system? Expeditionary Medicine Platform Augmentation, Readiness, and Training System, MPARTS. 4. How often must the Deputy Director, Military Manpower and Personnel, review activity manpower documents? Annually. 5. Who establishes policy to ensure individual and platform training programs are complied with and sufficiently meet operational readiness requirements? Deputy Director, Education and Training, BUMED, Mike 7. 6. What or who provides guidance to NAVMED specialty leaders? Office of the Corps Chiefs. 7. Who ensures NAVMED logistics readiness elements, including platform equipment and supply sets, are ready to execute requirements of respective platform required operational capability and projected operational environment? Deputy Director, Fleet Support and Logistics, BUMED, Mike 4. 8. Who develops and oversees a cost accounting structure to track costs for NMAP missions? Deputy Director, Financial Management, Comptroller, BUMED, Mike 8. 9. Who directs, coordinates, and monitors the execution of operational readiness compliance and readiness reporting? Deputy Director, Operational Medicine and Capabilities Development, BUMED, Mike 9. 10. Who serves as the resource advocates for medical training requirements? Commander, Navy Medicine Education and Training Command. 11. NAVMED Echelon 3 activities conduct assist visits every how many years, or as requested, with the sourcing commands to ensure compliance with this instruction? 2. 12. How often do NAVMED Echelon 3 activities conduct data analysis for personnel deficiencies, thresholds of compromised beneficiary services, deployment trends, and readiness of Navy medical forces obligated to platforms or operating forces, and impacts on sourcing command healthcare operations as required? Quarterly. 13. Sourcing Command POMI maintains and reports individual command personnel readiness utilizing which system? MPARTS. 14. All BSO 18 personnel must report to the Sourcing Command POMI immediately upon identification of changes or events that affect their deployment readiness status within how many hours of knowledge of changing condition? 48. Chapter 2. Readiness. 1. Which publication requires that all of the services report readiness? DoD Instruction 6025.19. 2. What is NAVMED's designated official readiness tracking and reporting system? MPARTS. 3. Which program is being developed to serve as a bridge to bring authoritative data from disparate DoD and Navy data sources that are not approved to directly interface with the Defense Readiness and Reporting System, Navy? Readiness and Cost Reporting Program, Romeo Charlie, Romeo Papa. 4. Which system is used by the Navy as the authoritative system to meet DoD's requirement to report readiness? Defense Readiness and Reporting System, Navy, Delta Romeo, Romeo Sierra, -November. 5. NAVMED Echelon 3 activities and sourcing commands are only responsible for reporting readiness as it relates to P&T, as well as administrative status or A status, using which system? MPARTS. 6. What captures assignment and personnel reporting information and provides a feedback loop? Accountability tool. 7. What provides BUMED Mike 9 with information concerning the current and projected readiness status of platform-assigned personnel, including, but not limited to, fit-to-fill and current substitutions? Accountability drill. 8. The accountability tool template must be forwarded to BUMED Mike 9 within how many hours of an official naval message initiating a drill? 24. 9. The accountability tool must be forwarded to BUMED Mike 9 within how many business days of the completion of a training exercise? 5. 10. What is the Individual Deployment Readiness Checklist form number? NAVMED 6440/1. 11. If personnel are determined to have a temporary condition that renders them non-deployable for greater than how many days, then the individual will not remain assigned to a platform. 90. 12. The sourcing command POMI must ensure an accurate depiction of the command's and individual's current state of readiness, including currently deployed and recently returned personnel that are in dwell, by updating the individual's information in MParts within how many business days of notification. 2. 13. What provides the necessary details to describe the mission areas, environment, and operational capabilities? ROC PO, Romeo Oscar Charlie-Papa Oscar Echo. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.